Welcome to Season 5, Episode 8 of Buzzwords, conversations about teaching and learning at SU, where we talk about working, learning, transforming, and performing at SU, and so much more. We'd like to thank our sponsor, SU's Transformative Teaching and Learning Team, led by Jess. Scott is sorry he hasn't submitted his OTC renewal yet, Clausen.
Yep, sorry, Jess.
I am Melissa Smeltercraft, head women's basketball coach here at Shenandoah. I am joined by Scott.
Yeah, Scott King, senior director of teaching my psychology classes in the psych department, psychology operations. But I'm not department chair, just for my own business. I'm a senior director of psychology operations. I'm saying senior director because of our illustrious guest, who we will get to in a moment. We've also got producer Xander, as usual, doing a killer job getting these episodes out super quickly. So thank you, Xander, for the good work. That's right. That email address, I didn't even check it since last month. So if you actually emailed us, sorry, we'll get back to you eventually. buzzwords@su.edu. Our Instagram account got a few more followers. That's SU Buzzwords on Instagram. I think we still played in with our usual music called Back to Cool by Shane Ivers at Silverman Sound. We got 3,200 downloads on subuzzwords.podbean.com. Still 16 five-star ratings on Apple Podcasts. And that Spotify account has 2 five-star reviews.
One of them is for me. Yes. Oh, okay. I just want to be transparent.
All right, good. Well, that's 2 more than we had last month. So thank you, kind reviewers, Amanda and Melissa. And even
You're
better.
You're welcome, Scott.
Yes. Now, if you type in buzzwords and you search in Spotify, we come up first. It's not the med school drinking
Screw
game anymore.
Screw you, med school drinking right. game, which Eat we it. Still need to play.
The med school drinking game.
Yeah. I think I'll fail like I would fail med school, but.
A drinking game, you might do all right.
Well, obviously.
So eat it, med school drinking game. We got the top spot. So we're on Spotify. We're on Apple. Follow, rate, and review both of those places. Thank you, everybody who is among our regular listener group. Tell some friends.
I would like to say this. I was G-chatting with Emily Hollins the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
GFOP.
Yeah. Yeah, what does that mean?
Good friend.
I think
of
it's
the pod.
Great. It should
yeah,
be great.
Great friend of the pod.
We actually bumped into each other in a store and then followed each other from store to store inadvertently. But she had said that, no pressure, Amanda, in relation to our last episode, he has elevated the pod. So, Darren.
Oh, Darren did.
Loved the episode All right. Emily did. So, I think we're just going to keep it rolling because this thing keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
3 years in, we sort of know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Debatable.
Sure.
But
happy to be here.
It's a little easier. Dropping that dead weight of our other co-host.
Yeah, thank God that person went to Syracuse to start an $8 billion,
program.
What is it? Esports program.
E-sports
I couldn't even think
program.
Of it because it's so, he's so dead to me.
Yeah, who needs esports?
Who needs esports? Xander's got some sweet swag on. How do I get esports swag? Points at self. Okay. All right. At Xander. Yeah. All right. Now I know a guy. All right. Cool. Let's. Okay. So our guest is Amanda Levy. Mm-hmm. Amanda is, I would say, just been riding this wild trajectory here at Shenandoah. Just
yeah.
keep title. I mean, your LinkedIn must be just like wild at this point. You
I
know?
Was using
when
her
I
LinkedIn.
Remember to update it. Yes.
Okay. That should be your homework assignment from today.
I had to write this bio based on her LinkedIn, and there was a lot in there.
I know.
A lot of directing, a lot of operations, a lot of managing of things.
A lot of words. Okay, let's dig in on this. Okay, Amanda is recent title, just over a month. SU's senior director of auxiliary services took over for Pam Burke. So if you don't know that Pam left, Amanda's the new Pam. After earning a BA in sociology and a master's in recreation and leisure studies from Bowling Green State, she moved to the University of Georgia, where she worked in recreation and event planning for 4 years before coming to Shenandoah in 2015 with her husband, Matt. When were you and Matt married?
So we got married, Matt, everything in Georgia.
What year?
'09.
Okay, cool. Got it. So you were a package deal. You were a 2-for-1 special.
We were, yeah. Okay. Very interesting story.
Okay, great. We'll get to all that. All right, ready? Since then, she has excelled in facility operations in everything from the Brand Student Center to the Wilkins Athletic and Event Center, and now directs auxiliary services. In her free time, which I would imagine isn't very much, she enjoys taking money from Matt and Scott in monthly poker games and going to all family sports of your twins, who are awesome. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, welcome, Amanda.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you could be here. And when we talked about having you here, your new title wasn't a thing yet, and now, boom, here we are.
So fitting the theme of formers.
Fitting the theme of
formers.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can you remember all those other titles?
So I came in 2015, and that would have been the assistant director of the Brandt Student Center. Then I moved in 2018 to the director of the WAC. We rebranded that whole position, and it would be director of campus events and athletic facilities, which is now LA St. Hill. Mm-hmm. And now I'm the senior director of auxiliary services.
Which is what? Like, what's under auxiliary services?
There are a lot of things under auxiliary services.
Can we guess? Food.
Yep.
Yes.
Daycare.
Yes.
I mean, not day, child care.
Child care.
Bookstore?
Yes.
Public safety?
No.
Auxiliaries. Like all the summer camps and stuff? Is that part of it?
Technically, yes.
Anything with your cards?
Yes.
Like your ID cards, access.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Aux at su.edu. I always hit up that email.
SCA, the Conservatory Arts Academy? That's not a part of it. Okay. We said bookstore.
Golf carts.
No.
That seems auxiliary.
We said cafeteria.
Yeah. Right? Food. So you're in the middle of that.
Yes.
Food bidding war.
Big new food bidding war.
What else are we missing?
The Sodexo is up there. All right.
So Jackie Hott is the director of academic campuses. So Jackie oversees HPB and SU Loudoun. She also oversees bookstore and child care. Those are all within her title, but she does fall under the auxiliary services category.
Okay, so we got those other campuses in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
so
major.
LA is campus events and athletic facilities, which now falls under auxiliary services. So all reservations, all everything through that, auxiliary services. ID cards, dining services, bulk mail, campus mail.
Oh, should have known, Scott. Mail. We're better than that.
And then all of your normal contracts. So laundry service contracts, the contracts we have with WEPA, the contracts we have with Pepsi, and also contracted Solenberger locations. Oof. And probably about 6 other things I
your
don't know yet
because
I'm just
important.
Doing it.
God.
Yeah, I'm still learning. I mean, it's only been a month. I learn something new each day.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, God,
on Friday,
yeah.
I learned how to go in the system and change a bunch of things or see things of how people enter and exit buildings. So door systems are on there because it's ID card based.
I want you to know that every time I go in the Wilkins Center, I swipe my card in case I go missing. And then people could say, oh, Melissa swiped in here at 10:23. I'm not joking.
And I can see it.
I do that on purpose.
I know how to go in and see
it. I do that
it.
On purpose. I'm like, those doors wide open. Beep, beep. I am alive. I am here. I am well. Someone used my card. I'm telling you.
Yeah. People know you're in that building.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Dateline? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that you're on the other end.
You should just start swiping out too. Like every time you leave.
That's not a bad idea.
Beep again. I mean, granted, we'll think you've re-entered the building, but we'll know where you were when you left.
Yeah.
You know, 2 a.m., there's Melissa.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that is the time I am arriving or departing.
So, Amanda, you and Matt came to Shenandoah because of a certain former co-host.
Because
of
a certain
podcast.
Former co-host.
I don't want to talk about him anymore.
So tell us, with Joey leaving us for Syracuse, just a bad friend or worst friend ever?
I mean, opportunity for him, amazing. Opportunity for his family, amazing. He has to deal with winter now, like real winter.
Yeah.
Not
He's
what we
that.
Called winter in Georgia. This
he
is
talked
like
a
real
big
winter.
Game about his weather tolerance.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean,
Syracuse
I remember.
Syracuse winter is brutal.
Brutal.
It's way worse than Rochester winter, which I
experienced.
Yeah. It's more on the lake, and it's the bigger one.
Yeah.
Homes.
Yeah. So I mean, I remember seeing Georgia winters with Joey, where it's not like, I mean, it's cold, but it's not like there's actually snow on the ground and then things still get canceled.
Right.
So you spend 8 hours playing Settlers of Catan for fun because you can.
Yeah. That was your thing, right?
Yeah.
Playing Settlers.
Yeah. Playing Settlers of Catan, having some frothy beverages. I don't think we have.
Yeah. We got to do that.
We do. And we have way more games now. So
Xander, do you know Settlers?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've dabbled.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not like, you guys are gamers.
I mean, we
yeah.
have our kids playing.
No, your kids are at an excellent age because they can yeah. fetch you a bevy and play.
Oh, yeah. No, we started it during COVID.
My kids can only fetch me a bevy.
During COVID, we started the kids on all of the games.
Smart.
And it was literally, well, you're not allowed to go anywhere else. Let's open up the windows here so we can consider this fresh air time. Right. And this is now your recess because you don't have school.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have they learned poker yet?
They have not. So poker's a little bit above the level, but they have all kinds of strategy games, and they're not allowed to win. So don't have anyone out here thinking that we let our children win games. If they're going to win a game, they're going to earn the
win.
Right. I love it.
Yeah, sports mentality here. You gotta. I've worked in recreation and sports all my life. You gotta win. If you're gonna win, you gotta be the best.
Yeah, and if they learn that, you know, oh, mom and dad are gonna let me win every time.
Oh no, mom and dad aren't gonna let you win anything.
Yeah, Sam, I on occasion I will let him win at basketball, on occasion, but he never knows when it's gonna happen.
Oh no, but I'm gonna smack me, that like, ball down if they can't shoot it properly. Like,
well, I'm not allowed to block his shots. We do have that rule because
that's fair.
A little bit unfair, yeah. If I block
They're
them.
Faster than me, though, so they can move around me and take the shot. I'm not quick, but I am taller than them still, so got a couple more years on that.
Yeah. Tops a couple more. Taylor's getting up there.
She is. She's already 5'2".
Yeah,
she's 11
really
and 5'2".
Tall. Yeah, she's Ashley's height.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put things in perspective. So you and Matt came here together.
We did.
Did your jobs happen in sync?
So, all right, I guess we veered off track here. So when we were in Georgia, Matt had a graduate assistant by the name of Joey Grisiak.
Oh.
And Joey's wife is from the Winchester area. So when he got his doctorate, he came here and started teaching. Matt was in a position where we were looking to kind of travel closer to home. I was in a position where we had the kids, but we wanted to be closer to family. I mean, I'm from Ohio. He's from upstate New York. We were, you know, 18 hours away from any family. So lo and behold, we get this message from Joey. Hey, there is an intramural sports position opening up at Shenandoah, and Amanda might want to check out this facilities position with the Brandt Student Center. So come to find out, the position Matt wanted hadn't even been posted yet, but the one I was looking for was. I put in my application, had my interview, just kind of a phone interview. They ended up setting up an on-campus interview and gave me a few dates. So I took the very last date possible because we were trying to wait as long as we could to get Matt's job posted. Well, his job never got posted, and we're now 2 weeks away from having to travel up here to do my interview. So he just goes ahead and puts in his application with the title of the position and absolutely no posting for this position yet based on the information Joey had given him. Mm-hmm. They reach out. They said, hey, how did you
Seems
know
like
this position
rank.
Was coming up? Yeah.
Recruiting.
He's going to get
fined.
So
yeah.
Based on me already having this interview, they said, well, let's set up an interview on the exact same day, exact same time for Matt. And they had us both travel up to interview on the same day. Matt was actually hired before I was because at the time they were transitioning for a director of a student engagement, which was the department at the time. So until the director of student engagement was hired, they didn't want to hire the assistant director running the facility because they worked closely together. So Matt moved up here 3 months before I moved up here, which allowed me to stay in Georgia and keep our insurance, him to start our insurance up here. And by staying in Georgia through Labor Day, we also got to keep our football tickets for the year. So wins all around.
Wow, I remember you two coming up here. I remember Matt coming up first.
He did. He came up first. Yeah. He actually got to live with several people at the university and house hopped because he was supposed to live with Joey, but their houses weren't done yet.
Oh, right, because they were building.
They were building Stone Bridge, yeah. So as soon as he got up here and finally moved in with Joey, then me and the kids kind of followed after. He got to take the dog. I got to keep the kids. So, you know, 50-50 split there.
Wow, I'm glad that all worked out.
Yeah, and now we've been here ever since.
And between the two of you, maybe like 9 promotions?
I don't know. I think Matt's had as many promotions as he had offices. He keeps moving all around the student center. I don't know that there's an office in there he hasn't been in.
Yeah, although promotions or just getting Shenandoah'd. That's
getting Shenandoah'd. Sounds like you guys are victims of that. I appreciate hearing that whole story because I think for people that know you and Matt, they might assume you met here or your life has always been here and not the tumultuousness as the beginning of your Shenandoah experience, which your experience is a lot like Ashley and I's experience. We were not yet married, but we moved at separate times and segued up here, if you will. But a lot of the students are just like assumed it was what it was. And there was no adversity, not to be dramatic, but that's hard. Right. That's stressful. It's not easy, but it sounds like Shenandoah has been good to you.
Shenandoah has been very good to us.
I would agree with that with my family as well.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we are closer to family. We get the time that we need to go see our family. My, you know, father had a medical thing not too long ago, and it was, okay, you're 4 hours from where he needs to be. Hop in a car, drive over, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think with both of you two and, you know, your power couple status that each of you has at Shenandoah, like it sort of speaks to, like, the idea of, like, taking a little leap of faith, right?
Amen.
If both, you know, partners may not have the ideal situation, but one of you has something pretty good, the other one has to take that jump, and it worked out.
It worked out.
That's exactly right. I like the way you said that.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I think all of Shenandoah.
Scott is speaking for the entire university right now. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, no, it's cool. And we're not the only power couples. There's a couple others.
There are.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of others. So it's just really cool. Yeah, and it's cool for our children, I think, too. And they get to grow up in this great atmosphere as well. So.
Oh, yeah. The kids think they own this campus.
Yeah, my kids do, too. And they're a lot younger than yours.
Well.
Yeah,
that's funny. This building, like, on snow days, even not snow days, like, they've played hide and seek throughout this building. Mm-hmm. They played laser tag.
My students play hide and seek because some of them don't come to class.
Huh.
Yeah.
And they just hide under
a desk. They just hide, like, not in this building. Yeah. I actually don't know where they are. Yeah.
Campus hide and seek.
Campus hide and seek. Don't come to class.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead, Scott. You want to start up?
Talk about our highs and lows?
Yes, please.
All right. So we all, going back a month, can talk about our highs and lows. So we've had SU's spring break in there. I know we had kids' spring break since the last recording. So my high was an event that my class, my adult years in the aging process class, had. It was a movie that we watched and then a panel discussion about caregiving for people with Alzheimer's. And that was called The Wooden Bowl, the movie we watched. It was like a couple weeks ago. And I was really nervous about it. I think I talked about it on the last episode of the podcast, but I didn't. Just didn't know how many people were going to come, and it was the Thursday before Easter weekend, and I was moderating this panel discussion with some people that I didn't really know that well. But it turned out good. Went well. Got decent attendance for it being like a holiday weekend. And we raised some money, and everybody who was there told me that they enjoyed it and learned a lot about Alzheimer's and all the challenges that come with caregiving for somebody with that. So that was a good high for me. Thank you if any listeners attended that. Low, I think I have the same low as I did last month. I know I complained about, like, kids' sports logistics and not being good communicators last month. It is also that way this month because I think last month it was Sam who was trying out for a basketball team and we never heard back. This month, it's Coco. She tried out for a beach volleyball team, and she already has, like, super high anxiety, but then to not hear back from this beach volleyball team when all of her friends have heard back and we just, you know, have an empty email inbox, doesn't say, yes, you made it, or no, you didn't make it, just nothing. And then we got to call the people, we got to post on Facebook, like, hey, we didn't hear anything, but we don't want to be those annoying parents who were, like, pestering the coach. But, yeah, we had to do that, and then we heard she made the team. So good job, Coco. But the low was just seeing her, like, high anxiety peak for, like, 36 hours while we waited for an email that never came. So sports, yay sports, but they cause us stress.
Why do you continue to hold eye contact with me? No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't when I said
I know,
that.
I know. I can't stand. No, I'm
no,
joking.
I
was not holding eye contact.
I know that you are probably on top of things with your emails.
I want to piggyback off of that, but I would like for, I mean, are you done?
I didn't. Yeah, I am done.
Yeah, I don't want to override our guests. Please share
Amanda.
Your highs.
All right. So my highs from the past month, I actually participated in the Shenandoah Valley Runners Winter Series. Again, not fast, just participated. Did not win anything. But last night was the banquet at the end of the year, and I got nice little perfect attendance cup.
Oh,
so I now
goodness.
Have a nice little new pint glass to drink out of. And,
nice.
You know, as I'm slowly, you know, chugging along around these little 5Ks.
Congrats.
So how many races did you do?
7.
Oh, wow.
This is impressive. I was impressed. Yeah. This is really good. I remember you working through this and telling me about it. And I was like, but it's cold.
It's really cold. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The winter series is way harder than the summer or spring series, my opinion. Just because of the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that you were running in rain, in snow.
In snow, in sleet, freezing rain. The last one, it was actually still slushy, rainy, and we were running through mud holes everywhere. And then Taylor did that one with me. So she was covered in mud head to toe. I was covered in mud head to toe. And then, you know, I get in my car and realize I only have like one towel in there. I'm like, you're dirtier than I am. So I'll scrub the seat later. Mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was my high. I finished it. I can't say I'm ever going to win a 5K. I'm not going to be like a top 3 competitor of any of that. But, you know, I'm going to finish it.
And good for you. You showed up. You showed up every time and you finished every time. And that's honestly hard. So kudos to you.
That's where I'm at.
I just want to Xander, his face right now, he's very angry. Can you do that on the board? Ready?
Oh, yeah.
So if you couldn't tell the difference.
Probably sound a lot better with it.
Yeah. Scott futzed with his phone for 30 seconds to find the sound, and Xander is cringing.
That happens like every podcast.
It's so good. It's so
still
good.
Worth it. All right. So what was your low?
Oh, so my low. I am no longer in my 20s.
Oh, yeah.
There was a softball intramural tournament yesterday. I played on a staff and faculty team. And of course, all of us go out there with the mentality, we are going to beat these students. Like, we have more experience under our belt. And that experience means nothing when you can barely move your shoulder the next day. Mm-hmm. And we didn't win. We did not win. We got crushed in 2 games.
Yeah.
Amanda.
I mean, we made it to like
you,
the semifinals.
The two of you need me in your life during this decision meeting.
Yes, but my husband sits there and is like, yeah, let's put the team together. He's the one driving that force. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, I still feel like I can play. Have I thrown a softball in 2 or 3 years? Not till yesterday.
I am very thankful.
But did I do it? I did.
Thank you for not asking me to play. Because I probably would have, and I would have hurt something just like the groin in the kickball.
Yeah.
From a couple months ago.
Right.
Yeah, we can't do that
anymore. My knee was popping in and out after that kickball one, too.
God.
I had to wear a knee brace for like 2 weeks just to get it to stay in the spot that it's meant to stay in.
Just to get your knee
I think
to
there's
stay.
One thing the three of us have in common, and it's that we're competitive.
Yes.
Yep.
And so you need to, you know, kind of create boundaries on that because, like you said, you start playing first pitch, like it's go time. And if your body's not lined up to do that, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Matt asked me to play. I declined. I got asked to play something else recently. I declined. And people are nagging me. You intramural basketball, some sort of flag football. I was like, no.
I joined flag football too.
And, yeah, and the person, it was a student, was like, come on, like kind of nagging on me. I said, no. First of all, no means no. We all know that.
That's right.
And next, I don't have time to be hurt. I don't have time to be hurt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have nothing left to prove. I'm good. I get my now, this is where you guys don't have this. I get my competitive spirit out and have an outlet through my job. I, in fact, lose sleep over that and lose weight over that and stress out of my mind over that. So I don't need to, like, tap into that. Maybe you all feel that. You need to get that out of your system. I don't
maybe,
feel that.
Maybe that's it.
I think
it.
You probably do.
I don't know. I mean, I've played sports and stuff since I was little.
But that's
like,
what I'm saying. If
I
you
just
have it in you, you need to have a release.
Yeah. So we're going to see how flag football season goes for that.
Yeah, no. That's
you're
a
still
no.
doing a flag football season?
I am. This will be the first time I have played since 2019.
You need
and
to work
we're going to see
planting.
If I still have it in me.
No, you need to work on planting and shifting weight while running because you didn't do that in the 5K stuff.
Right.
We're just going
to
see.
Because you know
we're
you're going to try to shimmy someone up the sideline, and then all of a sudden your knee's going to go one
no,
way.
No, I'm the center. I don't have to move
okay,
much.
Okay, all right.
No. I've already, like, put that out there.
Okay,
like, I am officially old. I will snap somebody the ball, and I will just stand there as a body and let people move around me.
Smart.
Okay.
Like, don't expect me to run down and catch any passes. That's not going to happen.
So you're going
to
be the Jason Kelce of this team. You're just going to be a Hall of Famer.
I mean, if I can be that level, I will take it.
Yeah.
I got to remember this conversation because in my aging class, you know, a lot of the content is about people that are, you know, aged beyond where we are. But for us in our 40s, 30s, this stuff matters and it starts to catch up with you. And I got to remember this.
Yeah, your mind still thinks you can do it. Uh-huh. And then the next day your body was like, nope.
Yep, yep. Or during, you know, then it's the nope.
Nope.
All right, Melissa, what are your highs and lows?
I'll try to be succinct. My low would be the idea of getting ghosted.
Ooh.
So you kind of alluded to that. Like, Coco didn't get an email. Mm. And for me, this entails like a level of accountability, but also closure. So I think right now people, and I'm not going to say it's students or recruits or kids or it's everyone, thinks they can just ghost people. And like dating would be an example of that. Just leaving someone on read, not answering them back, etc. And that's become a valid way to end something. And that, to me, doesn't provide closure or accountability. And it's very frustrating that in 2024, this is how we treat each other. And I find it very frustrating. I had a person arguably decommit from playing for us and did it via text and now is not answering the texts. Mm. And again, I'm not going to attack that person or go after them or whatever. But like for me, I want closure to the situation because I equally would have invited this person in and had invited this person into our family, our Shenandoah basketball family. You know, and I say to our women on our team, like, make sure you don't treat that person that way, whether it's dating and the idea of ghosting that way. And it's just rude. And we live in this world where there's no accountability and they just think it's okay to do that. And it's just really sad. And I just hope that people don't do that to one another. It's just rude. I'd much rather hear why someone isn't coming or that you don't like us as a program or you've decided another school and, you know, you don't know the ways we can all connect in future, in the future or in future ways or, you know, maybe one day you need me to write a letter of recommendation for you. And I look at our assistant coach, Tessa Johnston. She played at Emory and Henry and we had connected her senior year about coaching. And here we are 5 years later working together. And you don't know the way the world works. And my religion is karma and ghosting is terrible. And I hate it. That's my low. And so I feel you when you said that stuff about Coco. Just send the email. I'm glad she made the team, but that would have been so insanely rude from an adult to a child to treat them that way. Just saying. My high is what we have witnessed over the last 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks with women's basketball and what we have seen brewing for so long with its popularity and its awareness of whatever. And it just, again, proves, and I can go on a whole rant about this, so I'm going to keep it short. If you give things an opportunity to be seen and then you see and find a market, and I think, unfortunately for companies, they've missed out on billions of dollars at this point and what they have failed to do, because a lot of the women that were superstars this year were actually superstars last year, but now we like them and now we're aware because the platform was there. And I hope that women's basketball can continue to be this – excuse me, be this popular and be broadcast in the way that it's being broadcast. And I think basketball is a super unique sport in the sense that we can see that these women are very athletic and very talented and very skilled. And it's worthy of noting. It doesn't have to be compared across genders. We don't have to say, oh, they can't dunk. Or, oh, they can't. They can be, and so can the men. And those things can coexist in our minds. And I'm just very proud to be a women's basketball coach. I'm very proud to be a fan of this amazing sport. And I'm very grateful that I have seen so much change in my lifetime. And it's really cool.
And it's hitting at the sixth grade boy level. Like my son's
men
saying.
Under 20 are with it.
Uh-huh.
It's the men over 50 that don't get it. And, you know, it is what it is, but these boys they get it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I can say Sam, we were shopping for basketball shoes, and he wanted the
Sabrinas.
The Sabrinas.
They're the most popular shoe in the NBA.
In his team, they want the Sabrinas. And then, you know, at Dick's, they've got those right next to the Moolahs, this new brand, and boys are all about that stuff.
Yeah, there's college women that are signed by Moolah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Good high.
Yeah. All right, Amanda, you'll be the focus from here on out. What is your Hornet hot take?
All right, so my Hornet hot take is people not using the resources in front of them. Mm-hmm. Like, just use your resources. If you are wondering about something and you have a question, everybody has a laptop here. Use that little Google search bar. Like, just type it on in and see what you can find out.
Yes.
You know, if I know you had a person on here a couple weeks ago, like read the email, the whole email. I think Miles is the one who said it. Like, if I list it all out, you have the information right at your fingertips. So just using your resources, using what is around you that is provided for you.
Shenandoah students, Shenandoah staff and faculty, parents of Shenandoah students really need to do that. As someone who reads the Shenandoah Parent Facebook group.
Yeah.
And shakes my head daily.
And also, that Sunny actually has information in there. I know it comes out, what, 3 times a week now? It's not every day.
Oh, it's not even every day?
Maybe it is every day.
It's not. They've changed it. It's a few times a week.
Three times a week. You get 3 emails a week. If you want to know what's happening on campus, it's in there. Read it.
Yep.
Or save it, and then just look it back up when you're looking for something.
I agree with that.
Yep. Second that. All right, Amanda, a binge and a cringe. Tell us something you've been really into lately and then something that's made you cringe.
All right, so my binge right now is living at Jim Barnett Park.
We were just talking about this before you got here.
My kids go to the Hive, so that's their after-school program. Mm-hmm. Matt coaches Hanley softball, so we've been there several times just with his practices or games. And now my kids are playing Winchester baseball, so they had their whole opening day and games started on Saturday.
It was so cold. It was miserable.
Yeah.
After playing basketball in
there. After playing basketball. Yeah. I mean, I just don't leave the park. It's fine. Which is good because it's right between Shenandoah and my house. Yeah, so it's nice and close.
Yep.
Yeah. You do.
Binging that park. Does that park make you cringe as well? Or do you have a different cringe?
You know, I do not have a cringe on that park right now. My cringe right now. So my kids are 11. They're in middle school. Middle school language is the worst.
I don't understand. Drop some new slang for us.
I don't know. There's something like a yacht or a got or something. Yacht. Yeah, whatever that is. I don't even. But my kids are pronouncing it like yacht. So I'm like, is it a boat? Like, what are you talking about? It's not. It's not a boat.
Xander, do you know yacht? I'm sure in the gaming world, it's a thing.
Yeah, too. I don't know, but I mean, the words that just come out of their mouth, like everything.
What does it mean?
It's a butt.
Xander's openly lit. It's a butt.
Yeah, a rear end.
Yeah, it's a rear end.
So wait, can you pronounce it again?
Gyot.
Yeah, that sounds right.
G Y O T.
Okay, I'm gonna try this word today with Wells.
Yeah, he should know it.
He's in the first grade. Yeah, that's alarming.
I think it's trickled down to elementary school.
Yeah, but again, they pronounce it like a yacht. So I'm like,
it's a silent G, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can you give us another word?
It's just like the bruh.
Yeah.
Like that's not just middle school, but it
definitely made a comeback. I mean, everything's bussin' or cringe or it's mid, and I'm just. Words. Like you use the whole word. I'm old. I'm okay with it. Just real words, people.
All right.
I'm cringing at the idea that I will have a middle schooler eventually.
You're gonna. You'll have two.
Yeah, I'll have two.
You will.
Goodness. Okay. Informer. Okay. Inform us about something awesome that you have done at Shenandoah in your tenure here.
Can I tell you about something I've worked on for the past year and a half that hasn't been released?
Oh, yeah.
That's your discretion.
Well, it's coming soon, so everybody might as well know about it. We have a project that Emily Hollins and I kind of started back in 2022, 2023, and there is a new event management software that will replace EMS called CourseDog.
Ooh.
And you will
what
get
is it called?
Course dog.
So it will have another slang that Coco uses. Course dog.
Of course dog.
Yeah. So it will have all of the academic courses in it. That's Emily's side of it. Her and the registrar's office have been building it for the past year.
Uh-huh.
My side of it, along with Megan Smallwood in the conservatory, has really been focusing on the event side. So we have built forms. Everything's going to be web-based. You will never have to email anyone to reserve space.
Wow.
You will just go onto the website and click in what you want. And then if it's available, it will pop up. And if it's not available, you won't see it. So when you email me, say this room's not available, I'll say, well, clearly there's something in it. Pick a different room. And then you can go back in and you can pick that different room.
You can't wait to say that. I know it's sitting there in the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Xander raised his arms triumphantly there. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yeah, so when eSports wants to go and book every room in HHH for a special event, they can go right on there and click and do it, and you won't have to email anyone. It'll just be there.
Scott Casada about classroom.
No,
space.
It's gonna. Well, I mean, if it's for a classroom and it's actually for your academic class, yes.
Yeah.
But if you want it for a special event, like your movie screening, no, you click this, and you don't have to know who you go to. It is literally an online form, so you don't know if you need me or if you need Scott. Or if you need LA or the Brandt Student Center, doesn't matter. Same form. Go on. You can book anywhere.
I like it. Well, thank you for informing us.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. All right. So future former is our next segment. In the future, what sort of former? You have a lot of formers.
A lot of formers.
What do you want to be known as?
I hope it is that I'm known as a collaborator. Yeah. I'm always willing to use my skills, help other people out for whatever my skills are worth to them. So I would love to be known as a collaborator.
I'm sure you will be, because you have to collaborate all the time.
All the time.
I mean, I don't even schedule that many things, but we've had to collaborate over the years.
We have.
Amanda, I'm nodding in agreement. I think you do a great job of that. And I'm picturing the people that we have worked with that maybe don't even understand the depth to what you were doing in your most recent mm-hmm. role. And obviously that success in and, you know, I was thinking about this when we read your bio, like, that job in the Wilkins Center didn't exist. And we didn't
did
know what
exist.
That job even would look like. And I remember that job being built, and it was very intentional mm-hmm. to not have it be an athletics and an
right.
outsider,
yeah.
if you will, so there wouldn't be necessarily bias to things.
Right.
But, you know, you really made that job your own, and you in L.A., you know, I know you that building's your baby.
It
and
is.
L.A. says that openly, and it's just interesting because I think sometimes people just thought you were just like the scheduling lady. And it's like,
yeah.
What? Like, there was so much more depth to that. And
there was.
I think your collaboration was so good that it was almost unseen and unnoticed, and maybe that was the people that chose that. But
yeah.
No, I think that's a testament to you, and obviously why you have this new awesome position that it needs even more collaboration skills. So
it
kudos
does.
To you. I
Thank
agree
you.
With that. Yeah. Okay, what is your buzzword breakdown?
So my buzzword is going to be fun. You have to enjoy the work you're doing. You have to enjoy the students. You have to have fun with what you do. Otherwise, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yes. Love it. Have not had the buzzword fun on the show thus far. Great job.
Thank you.
Are you having fun in your new job?
I am having fun in my new job. I'm learning a lot. There's definitely areas that I just don't have the full understanding of yet, but I work with Amber in the office, and she's amazing. We have great work-study students, and just having kind of everyone around in my new little Cooley hallway
I was gonna
is kind of nice. Yeah, I'm in Cooley. I'm right with Res Life. We're on the second floor. Everybody has to get to us to be able to get an ID, so I'm right when you walk in, which is nice. I haven't had to go up and down stairs in an office in, you know, several years. So it's nice. WAC is all one floor, so I didn't have to go up and down stairs there either.
But you would have to walk 1,000 yards to go to the bathroom. Not you from your office, but
right.
that building is huge.
It's big.
Yeah. No stairs, but huge.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun, I want to know, in all of your work experiences, what's been the most fun thing that you've done here?
At Shenandoah
yeah,
or
Shenandoah.
Anywhere? So... this is going to sound weird because I don't think it was a fun time, but helping run the vaccination clinic
yeah.
while I was working with the WAC and collaborating with everyone with that, we had a core group of us that worked, and it was just, you knew it was going to be a fun day when we had the vaccinations, even though you knew it was going to be a lot of work and a long day, setups, breakdowns, everything throughout the whole process. And it got more fun towards the end, because at that point it was everybody got a vaccination and we didn't have to be like, sorry, you came in and you don't have an appointment. We really can't help mm-hmm. you today.
Yeah. Oof. I wasn't even thinking about that. Like, when we were thinking about all the collaborations you've done, I was thinking, okay, there's the Apple Blossom stuff, and there's, you know, Harlem Globetrotters, and there's weddings, and there's, of course, all the athletics, and then COVID. That was when we started the podcast, was right
yeah.
when
yeah.
that was picking up
yep.
and Melissa would be practicing in there and there'd be the orchestra mm-hmm. playing and then
what a wild time.
Yeah, it was. And I mean, between working with athletics and kind of restricting when practices were for things so we could keep the vaccination clinic going as long hours as we needed to, it was, I mean, I remember at one point we had people on the court, we had softball in the cages, and we had people getting shots
yeah.
all the way around. So it was good.
Cool. Nice one. All right, time to ask it forward. So we first have a question for you from Darren Whitney from last month. His question for you, Amanda, what is your secret obsession?
So a secret obsession, I mean, it's supposed to be secret, right?
Yeah, you got to break
but
it open now.
I love cheese, like a good charcuterie board, a good just like cheese platter with everything on it. I have a good secret love of cheese.
Yesterday?
Because we had like cheese and crackers, and then we just had cheese and then more cheese. And I was like, God, I had a lot of cheese. I think it's, yeah. It could be, we need to be more open about our cheese obsessions. Right.
And it's so good. I mean,
what's your favorite?
So it just kind of depends on the mood. Like if I'm having a cheese on a salad, I want like a good blue cheese on a salad. If I'm just, you know, slicing up cheese, sometimes I want like a good sharp cheddar. Other times a Gouda is what I'm in the mood for. Like it just depends on the day. And honestly, whatever we have in the house, because, you know, we go through it.
All cheese.
Right. Yeah. So the secret obsession of Amanda Levy, cheese.
Cheese.
So what is your question, Amanda, for our next guest, Karen Abraham, SU's Provost and Chief Academic Officer?
All right. So what is at the top of your bucket list?
All right.
Not just on it, at the very top of the bucket list.
I love that question.
Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to ask Karen that a month from now. Amanda, anything you want to plug? Mentioned Course Dog.
I did. So that was going to be my plug as well. There's going to be a lot of trainings coming up. It's a new system, so people are going to have a little bit of patience with it. We're working out some bugs, and it's not a system that was just given to us. We have been spending since August building this system. We have to have everything, every room, every resource, every item at the university that you could have, and any place you're going to have
it. Date.
Well, we have to have it ready by July 1st. Okay. Because we lose EMS on July 1st.
Oh.
So I'm doing my first open training with just the event schedulers on campus on April 17th. And then staff council has been gracious enough to allow me to commandeer one of their lunch and learns. So there's going to be a staff council hosted lunch and learn on both Zoom and in Stimson Auditorium on April 24th at 11 a.m.
All right.
I'll be having a course dog on Friday. I'm going golfing, so. I love a course dog.
Course dog.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Indeed. Enjoy
right at
it.
The turn. That's when I prefer it.
I got something to plug. My class Instagram page, SU Seniors First. Please follow along so you can participate in all of our fundraising. Our next one is April 10th. It's a Chipotle Spirit Night.
April 10th. Will this pod drop by then, Xander?
I think it'll drop.
Nods with assurance.
The way Xander turns things around. It'll be in there.
You made some sort of gang sign, but that means yes.
So that's this coming Wednesday night. Look at SU Seniors First Instagram for more info and a code to use at Chipotle. Thanks, everybody, for helping me out with all that. Mel, take us home.
Before we can course dog, we've got to do Vector Solutions. And today they are our sponsor of the day. So because if we were reminded... Wait, I can't read. Ready? Start again. Sponsor of the day, Vector Solutions Training, because if we reminded you about it a month ago, you're probably still working on it. Amanda and I have to do faculty hiring search training.
Mm-hmm.
Seems unnecessary. Our email, buzzwords@su.edu, website, subuzzwords.podbean.com. You can find us on other things, Apple, Spotify. Thanks, Xander. Mm-hmm. Our next guest, our last guest for this academic year and this quote-unquote season, Karen Abraham, SU's Provost and Chief Academic Officer. Cannot wait. Very excited to wrap the year. That means school is almost done and summer is almost here.
Yeah.
Scott.
All right. Until then,
keep on buzzing.